Happy Tuesday morning and welcome to Your Care, Our Mission. This is the show we do every week, talking with the nice folks over at the Humboldt County Memorial Hospital. This week, I am joined by Jennifer DeWinter. So she is the diabetes education over at the hospital. And we're actually going to be talking today on Monday, which is World Diabetes Day.
Yes, today, November 14th, is World Diabetes Day. The whole month of November is to recognize and bring awareness to diabetes. So we honor people with diabetes and celebrate them all month, but Monday, November 14th, just happens to be World Diabetes Day.
That is fantastic. Now, there's some other stuff going on. Is it just this month or just regular events or something that you need to talk about regarding diabetes over at the hospital?
Yes, just recently. Usually we start in the spring and in the fall, diabetes prevention sessions. So I just started one last week. And we have about 3 participants going in this one, so we have plenty of room for other people. And what that means is basically if you are at risk for developing type 2 diabetes, you've maybe gone to see your provider and your fasting blood sugar is a little bit elevated, or you've had a family history of type 2 diabetes, your weight's higher than you want it to be, you would qualify for this program. If you have questions, you could always reach out to me at the Humboldt Hospital. But this session is really helping people prevent type 2 diabetes. It is a year-long program, but we don't want that to scare anybody. We basically meet weekly for a couple months, and then we spread those sessions out. And by the end, we're only meeting once a month. But it has been proven to prevent the onset of type 2 diabetes by 50% for patients who participate. So we highly encourage anybody who is looking for something like that to talk to their provider or to call me out at the Humboldt Hospital.
Absolutely. If you can offset that just by 50%, just by this course here, then that sounds worth it.
Right. Yes. And then just beyond that, any type of diabetes, type 1, type 2, gestational, I am here to help anybody with any of those needs. We also, there's a big plug kind of if you're watching any TV, there's 2 new things. First is a continuous glucose monitor. A lot of patients can wear those and it monitors their blood sugar up to every minute. And I can help patients look through their insurance to see if they qualify and or just direct them on maybe getting one and trying that for a little while if they feel like that would help motivate them to make some lifestyle changes according to their blood sugars. The other thing is there's some new medications out there, injections, but they are not insulin. And the one class has been out for a few years now, but there is a new medication. So they're in the GLP-1 medication class, which would be there's Ozempic or Trulicity. So some of those medications, they really help manage diabetes, but they also, there's a caveat of some weight loss too. So if patients are having questions with those types of medications or any medications, I highly suggest they reach out to me and we can discuss some of those opportunities together.
Yeah. So Jen, if a patient wants to reach out to you, is that something where they will need a referral or are they able to just schedule some time with you in general?
So yes, they would need a referral from their provider, but I can easily help them get that. If they do just want to call out to the Humboldt Hospital and ask for me, I can facilitate getting that referral with their provider. Another way it happens too is when they're in talking with their provider, going over some recent lab results. And like I said, some of those, either a glucose or an A1C is elevated. That's another trigger, I think diabetes education, and that most providers are more than happy to refer them to the diabetes center.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, thank you for joining us this morning talking about diabetes for Your Care, Our Mission this week. Thank you for taking the time out of your day. If you want to listen to this episode again, you can check out our website, 977thebolt.com, under the Your Care, Our Mission tab, and this will be listed there. So, Jennifer, thank you once again for joining us this morning.
Yes, great. Thank you. Have a great day.